The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast. Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga, the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
All right, guys, you're listening to the High Spot Podcast. I am Jeff Martin alongside my tag team partner, Brian Berga. The trendsetter joins me. Ring of Honor, Honor Reigns Supreme is this Sunday. And joining us today is going to be Shane Taylor. What's going on, Brian?
What's going on, Jeff, is we have the Notorious One. He signed a deal. He's exclusive to Ring of Honor. For all of 2019, we're going to see Shane Taylor at a new level, a new opportunity, as they say, because right now he has the reins. He's going to make 2019 worth it, Jeff.
And we're going to talk about right now his decision to sign with Ring of Honor on High Spot Podcast, BodySlam.net exclusive. First of all, congratulations. You made a commitment to Ring of Honor for the year. Talk about, first and foremost, what led to the decision to re-sign with Ring of Honor.
For me, when you have goals like I do, and you're a driven person like I am, when things are left undone, those things kind of eat at you. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of goals that I have in Ring of Honor that I haven't completed yet, that I haven't achieved yet. And with the buzz surrounding me from my UK tour and with the hype from the Adam Page match and the Jeff Cobb match in the latter part of 2018, it only made sense for me to continue to ride that momentum going into 2019 and continuing to help Ring of Honor grow as a brand, as a company, and being one of the focal points going into the new year. Was just really important for me, and they put together an offer that was really good for me and my family. So the decision was easy once they did that. You know, I had planned on just continuing to do independence, maybe hitting some of the bigger ones this year and focusing on that, but when they made the offer that they did, I talked it over with my wife, with some of my best friends, just to see what they thought, and we all came to the decision and that it was the right choice to sign. So here we are.
So they basically made you an offer you couldn't refuse, is what you're saying, Shane.
Essentially, yeah. That's a kind of a mafia way to put it, but yeah.
Exactly. Talking about unfinished business, though, too. I mean, you just mentioned the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, Jeff Cobb. Is that something you kind of want to start off with? Because it kind of ended the way it did, and nothing was ever made out of it, and there's no resolution between the two of you. Is that something you kind of want to jump right into and kind of get your payback at Jeff Cobb?
Timing is everything when it comes to situations like that. I've been very vocal that I don't want to just have another match with Jeff Cobb. I don't want to just have a rematch with Jeff Cobb, but with what we did the first time, I want the rematch to be on the biggest stage with the world watching. You know, when you kill a king, you don't do it in his sleep. You do it where the whole court can see it, you know? So, my suggestion, was we do it April 6th, Madison Square Garden. That's where I want my rematch. That's where I want to face Jeff Cobb for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship, if he still has it. There's a lot of time between now and April. But if both of our paths continue the way they are and we're in that position come April, I don't see why we don't do it then. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Now, Shane, you mentioned, well, the trendsetter kind of said they made you an offer you couldn't refuse, but it was one of the allures of being part of Ring of Honor this year to be part of the G1 Supercard was the allure of maybe wrestling at MSG, something that drew you to want to sign with ROH?
The MSG one is a big factor. Coming from where I'm from, which is the east side of Cleveland, Ohio, seeing the things that I did growing up, to me, I don't think there's a better story that Hollywood could write of a kid from the east side of Cleveland, Ohio, that, you know, should have been a statistic now, you know, on his own, you know, not going to Madison Square Garden with the biggest company in the world, you know what I mean? But going to Ring of Honor, going to Madison, a sold out Madison Square Garden, and the story of that journey is something that I think can resonate with a lot of people. You know, that's something that, you know, kids from all walks of life can relate to, you know, and it's a message that when you stick to your guns, stick to your principles, and you bust your ass, you can get to where you want to be and you can achieve anything you want to achieve. So for me, the ability to do that was very, very important.
Shane, when it comes to the end of 2018, and there's a lot of excitement and build up towards the end of it in the world of professional wrestling, and now 2019, everybody's excited and starting off with a big boom. We talked about Wrestle Kingdom, what happened in New Japan. So my question to you is that, you know, knowing that the likes of guys like Cody, the Young Bucks, Hangman Page have now moved on and have gone elsewhere now and no longer part of Ring of Honor. Does that set a fire now under you now that you've signed exclusively with them that, hey, maybe back then in the past there wasn't really a spot for me or there wasn't really a direction for me to go, but now that gives you more fuel, more fire to say, hey, listen, now there are opportunities out here for me to be that main guy. Do you have that sense in the locker room and for yourself that now that these guys have moved on to something else, now there's more opportunity for guys to kind of make themselves the known commodity for Ring of Honor?
I think that mentality was there when they were there. You know, I felt the same way then as I do now. I felt like I was the man then. I feel like I'm the man now. And when you're in this position, and when you're one of the guys on a roster like Ring of Honors, everybody should think that. Everybody should think they're the man. Everybody should think they're the guy because iron sharpens iron, and that's how we're successful, is by everybody pushing each other. So while the higher-ups may now see, hey, this is now an opportunity, or what guys can we showcase now that we couldn't before, the guys in that spot are saying, I've been saying this the whole time. You know what I mean? And that's what you're seeing now, especially like with the social media support of guys like myself, is people saying like, no, he's been doing this the entire time. It's just now people are starting to pay attention. It's going to be a good time because now that the spotlight is on guys like me, I like to perform with a chip on my shoulder anyway. So this just adds fuel to the fire for me.
You can catch Ring of Honor this weekend, Saturday the 12th at Center Stage in Atlanta, Georgia. On Sunday the 13th, Honor Reign Supreme, Concord, North Carolina. Talk about those events. Talk about just what exactly the mindset is for you guys heading into the first big pay-per-view for Ring of Honor.
The mindset is the same as it was the later part of the year. You know, we're going to start the new year off right, where we're going to start it with a bang, and show the fans in Atlanta and North Carolina out the gate what we have in store for 2019, and that's to bring you, you know, the best wrestling in the world. You've got a roster full of guys, hands down, that are the best in our sport, the best in our industry. From world champion Jay Lethal to Jeff Cobb, to the Kingdom, six-man champions, the Briscoes, tag team champions, and a whole roster full of guys that, you know, are elite at what they do. No pun intended, but they are. Yeah. it is going to be exciting. And the first shows of the year are going to set the tone for what's going to happen.
You know what's so amazing about professional wrestling that I respect so much, Shane, is that there is really no offseason. I mean, you talk about college football, professional football, right, baseball. There's always a time where the championship happens, and then it's the big hula, the end of the year type of thing, and then there's some time off in between. There is no time off in pro wrestling. But for something I wanted to ask you, and I might have asked you this one time before, but again, kind of rehashing it now since it is a brand new year. Have you had a chance, as busy as you are, and now with this new excitement that you've signed exclusively the Ring of Honor, can't wait to see what 2019 holds for you with this company, but have you had a chance to kind of enjoy that journey? Because I know sometimes it's a one-directional mindset that you're going after a certain goal, but if you had a chance, mm-hmm. especially to reflect a little bit, not just fester and like look at the past, but kind of enjoy what you've done and how you've progressed to the end of 2018 and here in 2019.
That's actually a very good question. And I'm lucky enough in my life to have people around me that remind me to do that. The way my mind works, and people that know me best will tell you, I am so focused on what I want to do that nothing is ever good enough while I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
There's always the next thing to accomplish. There's always the next thing to get better at. There's always the next thing to focus on. And, you know, guys like Ray Rowe and Keith Lee and my wife have always, you know, have been very, very influential in sitting down and going, hey, breathe, look around you, look at what you're doing, look at where you've come from, look at where you're at, appreciate this, and now get back to work. You know what I mean? So it was really good over the holiday season to catch up with my family in Cleveland and my brothers and bring my wife up and bring my daughter up. You know, it's not often that I get to go back home. So that was really good. And while I was there about a week or so, just to sit back and I got the chance to reflect then, you know, about what it is that I'm doing, how much it impacts the people that I care about the most. And so that was a moment where it sort of hit me like, okay, you're doing some really cool stuff, you know? So, the goal is just to continue to keep making them proud, to keep making my fans proud, and keep doing what I'm doing.
And that's great for you mentally as well, right, Shane? Because ultimately in this journey you're on, you don't have the time to look back and say, you know what, give myself that little pat in the back, because I'm sure a lot of people are very humble and don't want to because they feel they haven't reached that certain point, that level they want to be at. But it's good for you mentally because it allows you to recharge the batteries mentally, because it's a grueling life and grueling career you live.
Absolutely. You know, me and a buddy of mine, George Carroll, always say, you know, we can rest and pat ourselves on the back when we're retired. You know what I mean? When the work is done. But it is good from time to time to just take a step back, breathe, and refocus so you continue to work as hard as you need to get things done. So it is those are things that I'm starting to get better at.
Words of wisdom from George Carroll. We know him well. He's been a former guest here on the show. So obviously, words of wisdom from him. You mentioned Keith Lee, and talk about his move to NXT and just you maybe from a fan watching him do his thing. Just your thoughts real quick on Keith.
Oh, Keith is the man. You know, I told him when he went, you know, that he was going to do great things, and he's done that. You know, he's just scratching the surface of what he can do down there. The people that have seen him all across the world and all over the independents here, they've seen what he can do. So it's just a matter of time before they sort of let him just go all out. And once that happens, then game over.
I know, right? Talk about somebody that was on the Performance Center, then left, and then made a huge name for himself, and then coming back to NXT. Just your thoughts on people right now that say, especially with AEW that's opening up soon, as soon as maybe the next few months, talk about the believing in yourself and taking a chance on yourself if you're not happy in a situation. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, that's the ultimate goal. If someone doesn't see worth in you, you have two choices. You can believe them and stop doing what you're doing, or you can go out and prove them wrong. And with as many options as we have in today's wrestling scene, it is all in the hands of the performers to go out there and show their worth. That's something that I took a lot of pride in at the end of the year. I wanted to show that I could make a mark not only here in the States but across the world. So I went on my tour of the UK. That went very, very well. So that's one of the reasons why you know, I'm able to have the exclusive contract that I have with Ring of Honor this year. It's very important, and it's really, really cool for now guys to have an option of where they want to go. And what that does is create competition. And when you have that competition, that tends to raise the game of everybody else. So I'm very, very anxious and very, very excited to see who pushes who, you know, who makes who do what, you know, and see how we all play this game, so to speak.
Shane, there's no question that nobody's competitive as you, especially when it comes to being in the wrestling ring. And there's no question as well that when somebody has a chance to see you in the ring, and I've had a chance to see you perform live, had a chance to see you at the Supercard in New Orleans, you know, all those things and certain house events, there's no question you're imposing presence when you're in the ring. People look at you and like, my goodness, this guy is a monster. He's going to tear somebody's head off. There's no question about that. But can you talk to me a little bit about the psychology? Because I've spoken to several guys, like not necessarily Keith Lee, but guys who are big men, working on the indie scene and then trying to work for these companies. And the thing I keep hearing is something maybe you alluded to as well when you said, for example, people were telling you to breathe, to enjoy it, right? Other people say slow down, because for somebody like you, you're very unique because a man your size and stature is very athletic as well and can do things that most people wouldn't see a man your size be able to do. How important is it for you to psychologically hold off from doing the things you can? So say you could do a sunset flip or you could do a moonsault off the top to limit yourself from doing that because mentally, you know, sometimes it gives the wrong impression to the audience. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you just have to be careful when you do things like that to not then become a one-trick pony in that sense, right? So you've got the more times you do something, the less special it becomes. So me personally, I know the things that I can do. So I pick and choose the moments to do them that are going to mean the most, that are going to, you know, get the biggest reaction. Other guys do it different, you know what I mean? But once you continue to show people that's what you can do, then it becomes commonplace. You know, like, for example, a move like the DDT was seen once a night, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now it's seen a million times a night with 100,000 different variations, you know? So
yeah, it's like the super kick, right? Everybody's doing super kicks now. It used to mean something.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with the move, and it gets the reaction it's supposed to get. But the more you do something, the less special it becomes. So it's always been my mindset to save those things for big moments, or save those things when it's going to mean the most. Like the only time I've ever done a Canadian Destroyer was in the match with Jeff Cobb. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. And that was special to watch that.
Exactly.
Jeff and I were like saying, oh my God, we couldn't believe.
You got to choose your moments. It's all about timing and when to, you know, bring out a move like that, right?
Exactly.
Now, last one for me, Shane, and that is obviously all the curiosity. You know, you have your future set for 2019 Ring of Honor, but as a wrestling fan, and you take a look at what Cody and the Young Bucks are going to do here by introducing All Elite Wrestling and just having another platform for the wrestlers to hone their craft, just your thoughts really quick on their venture and what it means for the wrestling business.
I wish them nothing but the best of luck. You know, those guys work hard, and they've put, you know, a lot of that work in to gamble on themselves, and it's paid off. You know, now we get to see exactly what that vision is. So I'm excited for them. I hope they're successful. I hope they make as much money as they dream of making, you know, and whoever signs with them, congratulations. And, you know, the same goes for them. This is sort of an unprecedented thing that they're doing. You know, it's imagine if like players from the NFL started their own league. You know what I mean? Like that's essentially what we're seeing. So I'm anxious, and I'm sitting, you know, on the edge of my seat just like everybody else is to see how this plays out. You know,
sharing a locker room with you know, Cody, the Young Bucks, Hangman, you know, very entrepreneurish, very much, you know, DIY guys. What's the one thing maybe that you've picked up from them that's something that you're taking into this year for 2019 and in the future as far as your career goes?
Confident. Not that I was ever lacking it, but when you know you're the guy, or when you know you have a certain role, you have a certain place, to believe in that and be willing to bet the farm every single night that you're going to be the guy to deliver that performance. And then expecting and demanding the respect that goes along with delivering those performances. So if that's one thing that I can take away from my time in with them, is if you know you're as good as you say you are, go out there and prove it, and then demand and expect to have that respect. So, that's the biggest thing that I took away from that.
You talk about respect, Shane, and it just makes me think of an article I read about that you were mentioning something in terms of, you know, respect in the locker room is a really important thing as much as a performer it is. As much as for us as admirers of you guys, the respect we have for what you guys do out there and perform day in and day out, so much respect comes out from Jeff and I to what you guys do in terms of the industry and the business as well. But I remember you mentioned something that, you know, Jay Briscoe, a well-known veteran in Ring of Honor, going up to you, you guys were going to have a match together. He mentioned to you that, you know, the world doesn't know how good you are, but they're going to find out. And that meant a lot to you, and that stuck with you and resonated with you. How important is it for you? Not that you need it in terms of the confidence you have, because you have confidence within yourself, but how cool is that to have when you work with certain individuals and they have that belief in you as well?
That's invaluable, man. It's priceless. You know, while we do the respect of your peers and the guys that you look up to, you know, mean the world to you. So to have, because they don't have to say those things. They don't have to do those things. You know, he doesn't have to go out of his way to say that or to help me, you know what I mean? But he does, because that's the kind of guy he is. Same with Mark. When I grew up, and it sounds weird because we're not that far off in age, but like, I grew up watching the Briscoes, you know what I mean? So like, I'm seeing their history, the history that Jay's made, and for someone that you look up to come to you and tell you that, you know, all the things that you've been working towards, you're on your way to getting them, or they can see the hard work that you put in, and they believe in you, that just inspires you to go out there and, you know, continue to tear it down every single time. It inspires you to continue to hit the gym and train as hard as you do. So having that is invaluable. And people that believe in me, I have a phrase that I say that, you know, that I got from Ray Rowe, and it's, you know, I'm loyal to those who are loyal to me, you know? So, people that believe in me, I work as hard as I can to prove them right.
All right, Shane, you have, listen, with a nice little contract you have now, you have big expectations, right? So I'm expecting titles, I'm expecting high-profile feuds.
I'm sure he's expecting that for himself too, Jeff, just from you.
Listen now, you've got guys like Jeff Cobb, PCO, Brody King. So, I mean, you know, high-profile matches, Shane, it's right there for you.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Now, I can't control who I get put in the ring with, you know what I mean? But I am in firm control of the matches that I put on. So no matter who it is, you're going to get, you know, every bit the energy, every bit the level of performance that people have come to expect from me. Every single time I go out there, 2019 is going to be a statement year. And I can't wait to not only prove those who believed in me right, but those who still don't get it yet, proven them very, very wrong.
Congratulations, Jeff. You just amped up Shane Taylor even more than he needs to be amped up. He doesn't need that from you, okay?
I want him to come back here as the television champion. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to motivate him and trying to get him psyched.
He doesn't need your motivation, Jeff. He's as motivated as he's ever been. He signed a lucrative contract with the Ring of Honor. The deal was so good, he couldn't refuse it. And you know what? You know, Shane, with all due respect, you know, you can't control the match you're put into. You can take it. You know, in terms of if you want that world, that television title, you're just going to take it. That's the kind of person you are. So might have to disagree with you a little bit on that end, though. But
Shane Taylor joining us here on the High Spot Podcast and BodySlam.net. I want to thank you so much for your time, Shane. Really appreciate it. And, of course, you can catch Ring of Honor live on Saturday. This is coming Saturday at Center Stage in Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, Honor Reign Supreme in Concord, North Carolina on Sunday the 13th, their first big pay-per-view of the year. Listen, Ring of Honor's hit the reset button, but I'm excited to see what the future holds, not only for Shane Taylor, but for Ring of Honor in 2019. Thanks a lot, Shane. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Trendsetter, that was the notorious one, Shane Taylor. He's got me psyched for 2019, man. A lot of expectations with that contract. So many names I want to see him with. PCO, Brody King. It is going to be a tremendous step for him now, looking into 2019 for Shane Taylor.
Let's not forget the main reason why we want to see Shane Taylor and Jeff Cobb in the ring for the Ring of Honor World Television title. That match is something that people want to see. I think we'll see it eventually. Only time will tell, Jeff. But at the same time, Shane Taylor doesn't need any extra motivation. He is piped up. He is pumped up. He is psyched. He is ready to go, and so are we.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, you can follow us on all our social media at High Spot Podcast. Remember, this was a BodySlam.net exclusive. You can catch all our work on BodySlam.net as well as HighSpotPodcast.com. Tremendous. I want to thank Ring of Honor for setting this one up, as well as Cassidy Haynes. And guys, we will bid you adieu till next time. I am Jeff Martin, alongside the Trendsetter. Remember,
we do this for one reason. We do this for you, the crew.